From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Deputy Prime Minister Gu Yun-chul vows to make every effort to produce a mutually beneficial agreement with the United States as the deadline for tariff negotiations looms. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, reaffirms the North's long-standing stance against denuclearization talks with the U.S. And the government and the ruling Democratic Party decide to restore the maximum corporate tax rate to 25%. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Gu Yun-chul has vowed to make every effort to produce a mutually beneficial agreement between South Korea and the United States as the August 1st deadline for tariff negotiations approaches. The minister made the pledge on Tuesday as he departed for Washington from Incheon International Airport. Gu told reporters that he will clearly outline the program South Korea is preparing, as well as its domestic circumstances, and will work to hold productive discussions on areas for long-term cooperation between the two nations, including the shipbuilding industry. Gu is scheduled to meet with U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington on Thursday. Noting that Bessent is currently overseeing U.S. trade negotiations, Gu pledged to make all-out efforts to strike a deal while closely coordinating with Industry Minister Kim Jong-kwan and Trade Minister Yohan Gu, who are engaging in negotiations. Kim Yo-jong, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister and a high-ranking official in the country's ruling party, has called on the United States to accept the North as a nuclear weapons state. In a statement released Tuesday, she clarified that dialogue alone will not lead to her country's denuclearization, responding to reports from the White House that U.S. President Donald Trump is open to resuming bilateral talks. Rosine Park reports.
The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said in a statement carried by state media on Tuesday that the relationship between her brother and U.S. President Donald Trump is not bad. However, she made clear that any effort to use the personal ties between the two leaders as a way to end the North's nuclear weapons program will not work. Kim Yo-jong, the vice department director of the North's ruling Workers' Party, made the remarks after a White House official said last week that Trump remains open to engagement with the North Korean leader to achieve a fully denuclearized North Korea. She stressed that things have changed since the first U.S.-North Korea summit in 2018 and said any attempt to deny North Korea's position as a nuclear weapons state will be thoroughly rejected, adding that it would be advisable to seek another way of contact. Kim Yo-jong said if the U.S. fails to accept the changed reality and persists in clinging to the failed past, a bilateral meeting will remain nothing more than a hope for the U.S. side. North Korea analysts believe that although the statement dismisses any notion that denuclearization negotiations can simply resume where they left off, it leaves room for other kinds of diplomatic dialogue. According to the White House, Trump still wants to talk to Kim Jong-un to denuclearize North Korea. Meanwhile, South Korea's presidential office said it will communicate with the U.S. on North Korea policy and work to optimize conditions for the resumption of talks between Trump and Kim Jong-un. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The Defense Ministry has said that there are no changes to the scale or schedule of the Ulji Freedom Shield joint military exercise with the United States, set for next month. At a regular press briefing Tuesday, spokesperson Lee Kyung-ho said the drills are conducted annually, based on mutual agreement, and that no modifications have been made thus far. The statement comes after newly appointed Unification Minister Jung Dong-young said Monday that he may recommend to President Lee Jae-myung that the exercise be adjusted. When asked whether the drills could be altered in the case of such a government directive, the ministry said it would need to monitor future developments. The government and the ruling Democratic Party have decided to restore the maximum corporate tax rate to 25%, reversing the Yoon Suk-yeol administration's 1 percentage point cut. Speaking to reporters after the bilateral meeting Tuesday, Representative Jung Tae-ho, the party's senior member on the Parliamentary Strategy and Finance Committee, said corporate tax cuts are not directly linked to investment and the government is seeking to normalize taxation. He said the government is also planning to redefine a major shareholder when calculating the transfer income tax on sales of listed shares, bringing the criterion back down from 5 billion won, or around 3.6 million US dollars per stock item, to 1 billion won. The lawmaker said the adjustments are expected to increase tax revenue by around 7.5 trillion won, although the specifics will be determined by a review committee under the finance ministry. Extreme summer heat continues to intensify across South Korea on Wednesday, with heat wave advisories and warnings in effect for all regions except the highest mountainous areas on Jeju Island. Even the high-altitude city of Taebaek, Gangwon Province, came under a heat wave alert as of 10 a.m. According to the National Weather Agency, the lowest temperature recorded in Seoul overnight was 27.6 degrees Celsius, the highest in the country. The capital city has experienced 10 consecutive days of tropical nights, when the temperature stays above 25 degrees, while the city of Seogwipo on Jeju Island has had tropical nights for 2 weeks straight. The extreme heat is expected to persist throughout the week, with the mercury peaking at around 35 degrees during the day, followed by tropical nights, potentially making this July the hottest since 1994. President Lee Jae-myung has reprimanded POSCO E&C after the construction company reported its fifth fatal industrial accident this year, even accusing the builder of killing its workers through gross negligence. Presiding over a cabinet meeting Tuesday, Lee said five people who simply went to work ended up losing their lives, stressing that employers are to blame when similar incidents keep happening over and over again at unsafe industrial sites. The president said he intends to visit the company, expressing hope that 2025 will be the year when industrial workplace deaths are finally eradicated in the country. He urged Labor Minister Kim Yong-hoon to crack down on safety violations with the mindset of a special forces unit in charge of protecting human lives. The special counsel team investigating corruption allegations against former President Yoon Suk-yeol's wife says it may request an arrest warrant to bring him in for questioning if he defies a summons a second time. Deputy Special Counsel Moon Hong-ju said in a news briefing Tuesday that Yoon didn't appear for questioning this morning and gave no reason for his absence. Moon said the team has sent another summons to the warden of the Seoul Detention Center, where Yoon is currently in custody, requiring Yoon to appear at 10 a.m. Wednesday, and that if he doesn't show up again, it will consider requesting a warrant for his arrest. Yoon's side told reporters that his health has deteriorated too much for him to appear for questioning. Among other offenses, Yoon and his wife are accused of wrongfully interfering in the People Power Party's candidate nomination process. The KOSPI gained 21.05 points, or 0.66%, to close at 3,230.57 on Tuesday. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 0.05 points, or 0.1%, to close at 804.45. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.